Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 84, and today is December 20th, 2011. Christmas is right around the corner, and let's talk today about stop being run by your feelings. At one point or another, everyone has uttered the words, I'm happy and I'm upset. Notice what happens when you say I am something, whatever. You're describing yourself. Any words that follow the statement I am is your description of yourself. Moreover, when we say I am, again, whatever, it feels as if we really are that something. It feels as if our entire being is happy or upset or anxious or any other emotion we say we are. But is that really who we are? Most listeners of my weekly podcast have eliminated at least one belief using the Lefkoe belief process. See the recreateyourlife.com site if you haven't, where they discovered that they are not merely a creation who has beliefs and feelings and who takes action. They also are the creator of that creation. Although the creation you think you are is comprised of your beliefs and feelings and what you do, the consciousness you really are is whole and complete, for whom anything is possible and nothing is missing. Thus, it actually is more accurate to say, my creation has feelings, but I am not my feelings. My creation has beliefs, but I'm not my beliefs. My creation takes action, but I am not what I do. This is not merely semantics. When you experience that you are your feelings, you're totally at the effect of them. They seem to pervade your entire being, and there seems to be no escape from them. When you experience that you have feelings, but they are not who you are, you make a clear distinction between you and your feelings. That enables you to get some perspective on the feelings and to place yourself outside the feelings, so you are no longer at their effect. How do you do that? There's a simple way to experience that you have feelings, but are not your feelings. I'm not talking about an affirmation where you try to convince yourself of something you don't really believe. I'm talking about experiencing the truth of that statement. First, use the Who Am I Really process, which comes at the end of the Lefkoe belief process. Do it several times. You can find the Who Am I Really process at the free beliefs at recreateyourlife.com. Then when you start having some negative feelings and you notice that you're at the effect of them, remind yourself what you experienced in the Who Am I Really process. I'm the creator of my life, not merely a creation. And then remind yourself of the experience you will have already had. I have feelings. I am not my feelings. When you do that, notice how the intensity of the feeling diminishes and how the feeling starts to lose its grip on you. Try it. Let me know your experience. I promise it will transform the way you experience your feelings. Please leave your comments and questions about today's podcast on the blog itself at mortylefkoe.com. I read all the posts. I answer as many as I can. Don't forget, if you found this post useful, please send your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at mortylefkoe.com. Remember, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. For information about eliminating 23 of the most common beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great holiday. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.